So this week the parasha says the parasha of Vayelech. It says about Tokisu Lachem as Hashir Hazois. V'lamdo Espen Yisrael Simu Vafihem. Man Tili Hashir Hazois Laed Bivnei Yisrael. So the parasha tells Moshe Rabbeinu to write down the shira and teach it to Klal Yisrael. Sima b'fihem, place it into their mouths. In order that should be a testimony to, for me against Klal Yisrael. So the simple reading is referring to the Shiras Hazino, which is about to come in the following parsha. And the Shiras Hazino is a hasro to Klal Yisrael, warning that if they do avers, they're going to be punished. So Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe, make sure you teach Klal Yisrael this shira, this warning. So this, I can have as an aid, I can have this as a testimony against Klal Yisrael. If there's any issues against them, we didn't realize. They were told up front, they know about it. Teach it to them, make sure they're familiar with it, and they'll know that they're going to be affected and punished for doing so. That would be the simple reading. That would be the simple reading of the pasuk. So it's not referring to a Ksivah Sefer Torah, it's also referring to simply Parshas Hazino. So there's two approaches, and the Rishonim, the Rambam comes along and says, but there's a Gemara in Gittin, in the fifth parak, the Gemara has a machlokes, whether you're allowed to write the Torah, separate parshas of the Torah, and use them to learn from. The person wants to say, well, I can't really afford to have all Sefer Torah, I need to learn some Chumash. So I want to write down these sections of Chumash to learn that part. Is that a problem or not? So one woman number says, yes, it's a problem. One number says no. The one number that says that it's not a problem is because the original sin of the Torah, the Moraz Machloik is when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah in the Midbar, did he write it down as he received it? So each parsha that he got, each lesson that he got, he wrote down. At the end of the 40 years, when everything was completed, he put it all together and he had a Sefer Torah. So the Moraz says, if you hold it, that's how he did it. It means you're allowed to write the Torah in separate parshiyos. The Torah was nit the parshiyos parshiyos. The other number says no. The Torah chasuma nit. The Torah was only given as a Torah once it was complete, which means Moshe Rabbeinu did not write anything down until he had everything at the end, and then he wrote the whole Sefer Torah from beginning to end. So that number holds. You have no right to write just a single parsh of the Torah, single section of the Torah. The more continues says, but nowadays if we would do that, people would never be able to learn Torah. Say Eslas Eslas Hashem Ever Torzecha. The Chacham were matir to write a single section of the Torah in regards to that issur of writing the Torah in such a way.
Is there any chiluk there between chumashim? No, if you write one chumash, is that considered
Bikur did chumash should also be a problem. What we have is the chumash really, I mean, the Karin Namadam would be osur. It's only mutter because of the center of Eslasus. So the Rambam says we paskin that, like the number holds, that you cannot write parshiyas, Bikur did. So because Baruch Hu told Moshe to write the Shira, he must have meant to write the whole Torah, which included in the Torah is the Shira. So in this passage, there's a command to write the whole Torah. That's one approach. Rosh Hashanah, I have some questions on that. Therefore, the other Rishonim suggests that it's a more basic point. It says, "Lamdo es b'nei Yisrael simon b'fihem." The idea of limud Torah doesn't just mean this Shira. It means what we're learning about the Torah. It's not enough to say, "Listen, Klaysa, you have no idea what you're supposed to do. And it's not your fault, but you know it's going to really be difficult if you don't do what you're supposed to do." So obviously the point was not just to teach him the Shira, to teach him everything. So the mitzvah cannot have been just to write the Shira, the mitzvah must have been to write the whole Torah. So there's a mitzvah to write the whole Torah, and that's this pasuk of this pasuk of Kisul Chemesh Shira Zois Lamdois Esfinis on Pisimu Revina. The Rosh comes along and says a fascinating thing. And since the pasuk says "v'lamdos b'nei sosim v'fihem," that the mitzvah does not only apply to writing a sefer Torah. This mitzvah applies to any sefer that a person would acquire, which will allow him to learn more Torah. He's mekayim this mitzvah of acquiring a sefer Torah. So it's a part of the mitzvah of sefer because "v'lamdos b'nei Yisrael." As a matter of fact, the simple reading of the Rosh, at the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, and the sentence "Melachos." The simple reading of the Rosh sounds like he's saying there's no mitzvah sefer Torah b'zman hazeh because we don't use the sefer Torah for learning anymore. We take it, we put it away in the Torah and Kurdish, and we only pull it out to read from it a few times a week. We don't really learn from the Sefer Torah. And the point of the pasuk was to learn from the Sefer Torah. So the simple reading of the Rosh sounds like there's no mitzvah ksiba b'zman hazeh. The Beis Yosef says you can't learn like that. The Rosh is totally eradicating a mitzvah Torah, not mistaber. So it means he's adding that since the main purpose was the idea of learning, so obviously anything which would facilitate learning would go into the mitzvah as well. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Gimel, last mitzvah of the Torah is this parsha. Sefer HaChinuch says, the Gemara says that on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that even if a person got a Sefer Torah, this is a mitzvah which applies to every member of Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Or so even if a person got a Sefer Torah, be Yerusha from his father, because father was kind of the mitzvah, so now he has a Sefer Torah. He's not Yotze. He gets the Sefer Torah as a matana, also not Yotze. He has to actually, so Sefer Chinuch says, that the goal was to have nice, new, clean, beautiful Svarim. Because it's much easier to learn from that than it is to learn from an older one. Yet you don't enjoy learning from this old, worn-out Sefer. So he brings the Rosh. He says that he would apply that to the Rosh as well. So so everybody has a key to try and get their own Svarim as opposed to just what they get. We have always fascinated. If a person purchases a Sefer Torah, so the Ikar Mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah, Kisru. So a person appoints a Shliach for Ksiva, that's fine. Ramo says if a Sefer Torah was at a point where it was not kosher, and he purchases it as such, and he corrects that one thing, so he said, fill the mitzvah writing a Sefer Torah. He just buys a Sefer Torah, and Ramo says, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Most places can disagree with the Ramo and hold that you are yet to the mitzvah by buying a Sefer Torah, even if you did not do any Ksiva at all in the Sefer Torah. The person will agree that the mitzvah that the Rosh is talking about of purchasing Svarim, that's, you don't have to write them yourself to get the mitzvah.
But by purchasing Svarim, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. You are filling a mitzvah. It's just a separate.
Well, according to the Rosh, this is part of that mitzvah.
So you are fulfilling the mitzvah.
You're filling that mitzvah. Yeah.
So you don't have to write a Sefer Torah then, according to the Rosh.
Well,
as long as you're buying Svarim.
So that's what the Beis Yosef came along and says, no, he's not coming to remove the chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah from you. He's adding the ski of every time you buy the same way I bought two sifri, I wrote two sifri Torah. The Ikir Kiyiv, whether it be the person in the Rambam, that it's a Kiyiv sometime in a person's lifetime to have written a Sefer Torah. So I did it once. Can I do it again? Yeah. So, you can add on to the mitzvah by doing it again. Well, I tell the Rashi, I did. I bought a Gemara.
Right. So in other words, if you don't write a Sefer Torah, according to the Rosh, you will have fulfilled that mitzvah. You just would also fulfill it if you in addition wrote a Sefer Torah.
Correct. But according to the Rosh, where the Beis Yosef learns, he's not coming to say there isn't a chiyuv of Sefer Torah. I purchased 1,000 Svarim in my lifetime. I wrote 1,000 Svarim in my lifetime. You still have a mitzvah of Sefer Torah. Right. But you're saying every time you do one of these, you fulfill the mitzvah of Sefer Torah.
What about when somebody else is writing the Sefer Torah? You've purchased the one letter. You mekayim mitzvah yourself doing.
If it's true that so the next question is if you say that you're yotze with buying, can you be yotze by buying b'shutfis? In other words, that's a little bit better than the case of purchasing an ois. Purchasing an ois, let's say, so Reuven came along and he the cost of hiring the servant to write a Sefer Torah is $40,000, $50,000. So Reuven lays out $50,000, and now it's his Sefer Torah. Then he comes along and says, you know what? Why not get some stock out of it? He says, I paid for the money anyway. So I'm going to make available each ois, you can write an ois or purchase an ois for $18. Well, where does the money go? The money goes to the shul, to whatever. So you're not really a shutif in the Sefer Torah, because your money isn't being used for the paying for the Sefer Torah. You're a shutif in a mitzvah stock of going to the shul. So that lechara will not help you to get to the mitzvah. But if the money which the people are donating, at least part of the money is being used to offset the cost of the Sefer, so then you're a shutif in the ksivas of Sefer, because without your money, the Sefer would not be written. So then you would be, so that, let's see you get to that type of shutif. So there's machlokes And the Minhag HaOlam is accepted that, that being Toysa B'Shutras is called Tzivu Sefer Torah. But again, buying an oyster does not necessarily mean you've got a Shutras in the Tzivu. Rambam says that a woman is potter from the mitzvah. Doesn't apply to women, it applies to men. And even though it's a mitzvah to say Shaloi has man grama, so Shagazari argues in the Rambam and says it's a mitzvah to say Shaloi has man grama. So why would a person... why would a woman be potter? So one of the explanations of the Rambam is because the goal over here is not just writing, the goal is the learning. The woman is potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, therefore she has no mitzvah to write a separate Torah to be able to have it available.
Even though you said today... Well, I guess that would be also fixed times because we only use it for certain times today.
So. Right, so she does get the mitzvah of helping the tzibur and kind of its agrees, that's her. Right? But once that's true, she doesn't have that fee, we'd have to balance that. You know, she has $30,000, $40,000 that she has available to give the stock because she could support a family for a year, right? Or she could write a sabbatara. Who said one's. Right? Okay, if a person takes a sabbatara and he gives it away to the shul, so is the mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah? It says they have the Sefer Torah. Well, the way we're understanding the mitzvah is not just to have write it, but it's to have it, to learn from it. So giving away to the shul for Kriyas HaTorah, many places can hold, would then be considered that you actually not fulfilled the mitzvah because you gave away your Sefer Torah. The person should lend it to the shul, not donate it to the shul. A interesting twist on the Shaila was a person, Lo Aleinu, a person wrote a Sefer Torah and then it was stolen. Would he have a chiyuv to do it again? So according to what we're saying, the current logic would be that he does. Because the mitzvah is not just the right, the mitzvah is the right to have. So if he doesn't have anymore, he now becomes incumbent upon him to do it again. The Rizal actually, put down, the Rizal would actually be Mavra Sedrum. He was booking the Talmud, etc. and everything else. And Erev Shabbos, he would open up and take the Sefer Torah out of, I guess it's probably his Sefer Torah, out of Aron Kodesh, and take it to the Bima, and he made Ma'aser Sedra from the Sefer Torah. So there you had to actually use it for the purpose of the mitzvah. There's how much money we could spend on the Sefer Torah. So Rosh has a tshuva. At most, it's meant to say, at most, the Chor Lachi would be a person who would have to pay up to Chamish Tachasa, one-fifth of his net worth. Rav Moshe refers you in his tshuva to it, something he wrote in Dibros Moshe, that the din of chaimish is not, there's a Gemara Baba Kama which might be understood like that, and therefore the Bir Halacha does seem to understand it like that, that the person has a chiyuv to spend up to one-fifth of his property to be able to do a mitzvah saseh. If it costs more than that, he's considered an oinus and he's potter. So I'm an oinus, I can't afford to write a Sefer Torah because I don't have that type of money. So, but let's say I have a chumash, if I would take a chumash of my nechos, so I'd be able to do that.
Would that include a person's equity in their house?
No, the pasha means liquid
assets.
Uh-huh. Right. So, Rosh says, even that you're not going to do, he brings rise, even that you're not going to do. But if you could do it for a tenth, If a tenth of your income would allow you to write a Sefer Torah, commercials, you should do so. Interesting question that comes up nowadays is our Sefer Torah valid for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? There's a fascinating Rambam. The Shabbat says first they're laning and they find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So we're familiar with the procedure, or maybe not familiar with the procedure, but there's a procedure. But the Mishabura, when he discusses it, it's actually quite, the Mishabura actually makes a pshara between different shitas of how to do it. The Rambam shita is that you don't have to go back at all. Kriyas HaTorah does not require that the Sefer Torah be kosher, quote unquote. There's a fact that's missing a letter, missing something wrong, that will not pass the Sefer Torah or Kriyas HaTorah. The place it will affect you, the Rambam says, is for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. I write a Sefer Torah which is missing a letter, so you didn't write a Sefer Torah. You wrote something other than a Sefer Torah, because Sefer Torah has everything in it. So the problem is there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about that the earlier generations made these calculations exactly where the middle letter of the Sefer Torah is, and where the middle word, the middle pasuk, etc. And there already, the Gemara says that we counted it. Rabbi counted, I think, it didn't work. The Gemara says, so we're not familiar with exactly all the Yeseris and the Chaseris. If we would be, so it means, I mean, didn't the time of the Gemara already, they were already at this point where the Sefer Torah, which did not have all of the Yeseris and Chaseris correctly.
Like Vavs and Yuds?
Vavs and Yuds and stuff like that. So, does that affect your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the Shach Azariah holds yes, that you will not fulfill the mitzvah. Nowadays, it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's only Chiyav Drabonah. Because you're not really writing the Sefer Torah, because you're not writing the Chaseris and Yeseris correctly. There are two approaches to disagree with the Shach Azariah. The Rambam, when he wrote his, gave over his Masorah of how to write all of the Chaseris and Yeseris, etc., the Rambam writes that he traveled from Mitzrayim quite a distance to the Sefer Torah, which are written by Ezra Sefer. The Sefer being the Sefer Torah written by Ezra Sefer was a totally correct version, and therefore, and he wrote his halachas of what were the Chaseris and Yeseris, etc. He did it based on Sefer Torah Shekasu Ezra. So the Pasha, you have to learn the Gemara, that's true, this argument, that the Gemara, they didn't have the Sefer, Ezra Sefer Torah. But the Rambam was able to give that over to us now. So now we do have a Bekiyas in Chaseris and Yeseris, so we can come kind of to the Raisa, based on that. So this is this famous, this Sefer Torah that we're referring to, is the understanding is the famous story about the Sefer Torah, which was in Aram Tzoba in Syria, which was known as the Codex, or different names for it, and that version is till 1948 was attacked. The community had it. When the war broke out, there was a major danger for the Jews in Syria. The text, this text seems that went missing, and then there's discussion: have we found it or not? Parts of it have been found. What happened exactly was so that there's books written about that. The story. Okay.
So, do our Sefer Torah follow the Rambam?
Our Sefer Torah in general follow the Rambam,
but not to the letter.
Not necessarily to the letter. Yeah. You'll look
then,
at
then according to that Shita then. Would not be
according to the Shach Azariah, you're right. There are other persons who say that no, the mitzvah is to write the Mitzvah based on the Mitzvah that we have. We have a Mitzvah, maybe there's some issues in the Mitzvah. We have a Mitzvah, and the Chiyuv is to write based on the Mitzvah that we have. So we have a Mitzvah, and that's it. So your person was a. Zavas and Chayodim says that supporting people learning Torah gets precedence over writing a Sefer Torah. Because if the purpose is to have a Sefer Torah to learn, so, and we find in Halacha that, remember we said the mitzvah is not just to write it but to have it. Are you allowed to sell the Sefer Torah? The Shulchan Aruch says no, except for two things: to get married, because the more it refers to that mitzvah is like a mitzvah rabba, or to learn Torah. So you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah to have to learn Torah. So who then you're allowed to spend the money not to buy the Sefer Torah, but to instead use it to support people who are learning. That's what the Chayyadim says. Some say that the Chayyadim is only referring to if you want to write a second Sefer Torah, but the first Sefer Torah is like any mitzvah. Yes, Talmud Torah is important, and we know it's the most important thing, but it never overrides a mitzvah that a person is supposed to do. So, so that would be the argument that that the Chayyadim must have meant. You're ready to fulfill the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is actually only one time. Afterwards, it's not a chiyuv, and it's sometime in a person's lifetime. And that's it. Okay, that's it.